The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High five!
High five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Well, let's talk about some fun things. Space, what's new with you out there?
Oh, well, it's very exciting. There's so much going on. The moon in particular, the things that are being discovered on the moon, the international cooperation that's going on. I've got a number of sources that are giving me independent data of that. On that, one of them is actually currently serving with the U.S. Army, and this source has performed secret missions to things being discovered in our solar system as part of the secret space program. So, you know, as I've been saying for many years, and I'm sure many of your guests have said as well, that you know there are parallel space programs. You've got the NASA program, the conventional civilian space program, which is all rocket propelled, and it takes a lot of time to plan and send these missions up. And then you've got the real space programs, which are run by the different branches of the U.S. military, the National Reconnaissance Office. And they have advanced anti-gravity spacecraft using space-time propulsion systems, and they're able to get out far into our solar system and explore things. So this is, you know, one of my sources is saying, you know, has told me, shared that he's part of these classified missions, and yeah, they're discovering stuff all over the place.
That is amazing. When did we end our moon missions? 1972?
Yeah, that's right. 1972 with Apollo 17, that was the very last mission. And you know, and people always ask, well, why in the world are we stopping the moon missions? I mean, after landing on the moon, wasn't the next logical step for manned missions Mars? And of course, since 1972, there'd be no manned missions to anywhere else than low Earth orbit for the International Space Station and the Space Shuttle, and so. But that's the official space program. Now, many of my sources have said that we were told or warned off the moon. William Tompkins, the former aerospace engineer with a number of major aerospace companies, he was actually working at a major aerospace company, TRW, in 1969, and he says he was there. They had live telemetry from NASA, and he was there at the TRW headquarters there in Los Angeles, and he saw, like a lot of the others there watching the Apollo 11 landing, that the Apollo 11 landed near that crater, what was it, the Sea of Tranquility?
Yeah.
And they saw a bunch of large extraterrestrial spacecraft that were parked on the rim of the crater, and they were just kind of menacingly perched. And the message was sent that, look, you know, you can conduct a few missions here, but eventually you you are not allowed to establish bases on the moon.
Well, why do you think they did not want that?
Well, the Apollo program, and Bill Tompkins made this very clear, the Apollo program was a cover for the Navy's secret space program called the Nova program, and they were using, they were building these huge boosters called Nova, and this is a fact, and that there were the Saturn V rocket, was going to be replaced by a larger booster rocket called the Nova rocket, and these were going to take a lot of equipment and resources to the moon. And the Navy planned to build bases on the moon, military bases. And so this was part of the real reason why we were told to get off the moon or to not to return to the moon. Because Apollo and the National Space, the civilian space program, was a cover for this military program to establish manned bases on the moon and eventually on Mars. But the extraterrestrials that were there and their allies said, no, we don't want the Navy up here. We don't want any U.S. military establishing bases up here. If you come up here, you come up here on our terms, and you're not going to develop your own things. And so they said, don't come back. And so that's what happened. And so officially, and that's why the NASA program stopped, because we were warned off the moon. And so there was no need to go ahead with a cover program. It meant that the Navy, the Air Force, and the U.S. military had to make deals with those that were already on the moon and use their bases rather than go up there and build our own bases. So really, that was what was going on, that we were warned off so that the U.S. military would not establish its own bases. And of course, Philip Corso talked about this in his book, The Day Beyond Roswell. He talked about the Army's Horizon Project, and the Navy had its own program, NOVA. So this was why the Apollo program was stopped. The real powers that were on the moon didn't want the U.S. military establishing these bases.
They've talked about going back with a astronaut crew in 2024. That's only 2 years away now. That seems pretty aggressive, Michael.
Well, that's right. Yeah, that was something that was accelerated under the Trump administration. I think Trump came in and they had something called the Orion program, which you planned to use these space SLS rocket launchers that would replace the Saturn V that was being SLS launches were being built by, I think, Boeing and Lockheed, a consortium. And they were going to return humans to the moon by 2027. Well, Trump came in and his administrator, Jim Bridenstine, said, no, we can do this much more quickly. And so let's fast-track it to 2024. And so that's what they did. And they came up with a new name for it called the Artemis program. And so this was really a international coalition to establish bases on the moon. And the key principle here for anyone listening is always that whenever there's a national space program that's aiming to establish anything in space, that's always a cover for a classified military space program do much more behind the scenes. So because what you have here under the Artemis program that aimed to return humans to the moon by 2024 in this multinational space alliance headed by NASA, was that you behind it, you actually had a multinational military alliance that was going to build bases on the moon for an international military coalition that is being created right now as we speak by U.S. Space Command, which was also created during the Trump administration.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sort. High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at High Five Casino.
.com. High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Why is there so much interest to go back to the moon? Is it because it's so close? It's a launching pad for Mars? What do you think?
Well, the moon has always been fascinating for people. You know, it's kind of like that old adage, why climb Mount Everest? Because it's there. So I think once humanity developed the technology to go to the moon, it was like, well, it was a done deal that we would eventually use that technology. And of course, it happened under the Kennedy administration, but that was always a cover for these military programs. And what's happened on the moon recently is that there's been a change of ownership, that the that extraterrestrial human alliance that had dominance over the moon, that was the one that stopped the Apollo program and of course stopped the U.S. Navy from establishing these manned bases on the moon under the NOVA program, that extraterrestrial coalition has been replaced or has been removed from the moon, and that has opened the door for humanity to step in and take control of the moon. And that's really a fundamental shift, which is why there is this big return to the moon. And it only happened in the last few years under the Trump administration, that all of this was accelerated. And of course, you have the Artemis Accords being signed by a alliance of international space programs in 2020 under the Trump administration. And everything is being accelerated for humanity returning to the moon in a major way, in a space coalition. And that was made possible because those extraterrestrials that had bases on the moon and gave NASA and the U.S. military the thumbs down back in the late 60s, early 70s, that, no, you're going to stop these missions here, that coalition is now gone, and that there's kind of like a new sheriff in our solar system, if you like, a new umpire who is saying, no, humans, you are allowed to go out and colonize now. And so that's what's happening.
What's going on with the possibilities of a secret space force doing something on the moon now that we don't even know about?
Well, what's happened is that we have, in the United States, of course, you have a Space
right.
Force as the sixth branch of the U.S. military, but you also have Space Command, and that was established only 3 months before Space Force was officially created in 2019. And Space Command is what integrates the space assets of all of the different military services, the Navy, the Air Force, the Army, and the Marine Corps. And so Space Command is launching that is combining all of those space assets into one unified, cohesive program for U.S. military operations in space. But what Space Command is also doing is it's setting up something that's called the Combined Space Commands, involving the major nations like the U.S., Canada, Britain, France, Germany, Australia, in a one integrated military service that is going to operate in space. So what you're having right now being created under U.S. Space Command is an integrated military coalition to take control of not just the moon, but Mars and the rest of our solar system. And that's being assembled right now. So agreements have been reached. As I was getting this information about this International Space Coalition being formed to go and take over all of these space assets and these secret bases that were built on the moon and elsewhere in our solar system, General James Dickinson, who's the four-star general in charge of U.S. Space Command, I mean, he acknowledged back in August of 2021 that Space Command had reached over 100 agreements with different national space programs, wow, militaries, and corporations. And that was confirmation for what my sources were telling me, that Space Command is the key player in setting up this multinational space coalition that combined both civilian and military into a renewed thrust out into space and taking over a lot of the bases that had been secretly established on the moon and taking control of our solar system.
Michael, why do you think the Soviet Union, then of course Russia, just never pursued going to the moon after they were ahead of us in the space race?
Well, it was very expensive, and to launch a moon program, a civilian moon program. Now, the moon program was always a cover. I mean, Apollo was always a cover. So it was like you had, how could you hide from Congress and the mass media that your military was using advanced technologies to go to the moon or set up bases on the moon or on Mars or elsewhere in our solar system? So you would have a cover program. And so you would spend, like I think the Apollo program from 1960 to 1972, in the 12 years, I think it spent like $30 billion, which was a lot of money at the time. And the Soviet Union just didn't want to do that. And so they decided that it was easier for them to just not have a moon program, even though they did go through the steps. But I think they recognized that once the U.S. was going to be first to the moon in terms of setting up a military bases on the moon, the Soviets kind of like backed off. They knew the U.S. would be first, and they watched as the U.S. was told not to establish these military bases on the moon. So the Soviets kind of took their cue from that, and so they really tried to bring about an outcome that suited them, which was that the U.S. military would not be allowed to establish bases on the moon. And there's a researcher by the name of Dr. Peter Beder, who I'm sure you probably came across the name in the late 70s. He put out these audio letters, and he talked about the Soviets and the Americans having this competition to establish secret military bases on the moon and eventually engaging in a battle. And he called it Harvest Moon. And it was a battle that had extraterrestrials involved in there. And it involved, essentially, the U.S. was ahead in terms of establishing space vehicles and being able to create bases on the moon. But the Soviets were ahead in terms of building directed energy weapons. And so there was a space battle, and the Soviets used their directed energy weapons to destroy whatever the U.S. had built on the moon, according to Peter Beder. So fascinating information. But definitely the Soviet Union has always had its own program, has reached its own agreements with different extraterrestrial groups, has participated or collaborated with the U.S. to a certain degree. They've kind of like been cooperative on some issues with the U.S., but in others they've been very distinct competitors.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.